You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are welcoming into the studio performance artist Bron Batten, who live on stage is going on first dates with volunteers from the audience. Good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Good.
I'm feeling ready.
Awesome.
To date some New Zealanders.
Well, hey, I wanted to kind of ask to begin with, how did you develop the idea for on-stage dating?
Well, I sort of became interested in the idea of online dating. A lot of my friends have met their long-term partners. My friend is getting married in April to a wow. woman that he met online. So it sort of is becoming the predominant way that we find our partners. And so I thought that was really interesting in terms of how that process happens. So it's something like Tinder, where you have so little facts about a person, you have a picture and maybe a few tidbits of information, and how that can kind of impact the way that we interact with each other. And so I thought I'd put it on stage and sort of go, this is the way we're doing it now, and do it live, and sort of be like, what do we think about that? When often at the start of the show I'll have someone where you wouldn't necessarily, you know, sort of going, who is this person? And then by the end of the show, you're like, oh my God, they're so great. I've learned this about them and that about them. And it sort of is a way to get to know someone.
And within your research, you conducted around about 50 online dates.
That's right. I did. I went on lots of dates as research. I'm doing air quotes here. You know, I'm committed to art. I suffered for it, yeah.
So what was your most memorable date?
Oh, there have been so many. I had a Portuguese man that I met in Paris whose opening line was about his irritable bowel syndrome. Was pretty romantic. just a lot of very special people.
And how much of the show that you're doing now on stage, dating, how much of it relies on the volunteers?
Almost entirely. Like, I'm sort of there to facilitate and to guide them, but the best shows is when I can kind of sit back and just let them be the star of the show. That's when I'm sort of, when I think it works best, where they kind of have the confidence and I sort of hand it over to them and go, you know, you're fine, you've got this, you know, and the audience is really with them. And but sometimes people need more guiding and more help along that process.
So do you help with the guidance? Do you kind of have an idea of where you want to take the show? Or
so the structure of the show is based on the American psychologist Arthur Aaron's 36 questions, okay. which is you know, a sort of study that went viral a couple of years ago, where it's like, this is a formula for falling in love. If you answer these questions with your partner, by the end of it you will be in love. And so the structure of the show, each date we go on sort of three mini dates within the show, has questions from that study. As so we're not just sitting around going, so what did you do today? It's sort of those questions create the content of the show.
And what's your opinion on this formula, these 36 questions?
I don't know. I think it's a lovely idea. And of course, you know, maybe it works in other situations. Maybe, you know, we don't answer all of them. Maybe that's why it isn't working.
Yeah. Did you hit it off with any of the people that you went on online dating with? Did you actually find somebody that you were like, oh, okay, I could see if this could potentially have gone somewhere? Or
When I was doing my research?
Yes.
Yes, I did, but that's another show.
Yeah.
That's a different show. Yes.
Is it hard to get people to volunteer and to participate? Have you had any real struggles?
Not so far, touch wood. I must say that I don't drag you out of the audience or anything. You sign up before the show.
Right.
So there's a questionnaire that's either yes or no, and they're both the same. They're just, you know, whether you're willing or not. So if you're not willing, then I'm not going to, you know, sort of,
cool.
sort of take
that's
you up
nice.
Against your will. I did have one show in Melbourne where I had a dancer who came up and was the volunteer, and he was being very uncooperative. He wouldn't answer any questions, and he sort of wouldn't talk. And I think with performers, often they're thinking about how to sort of be funny or how to sort of win the situation. And so I ended up having to, there's a part where I can sort of opt out, or they can opt out if they're freaking out and need to leave. And so it's the only time I've ever kick somebody off, because I was like,
really?
I can't do the rest of the show with you. It's too much of a struggle.
And what kind of response have you received from people that have been watching the show?
That they say it's incredibly awkward and that they're on the edge of their seat and they're sort of watching it through, you know, like you watch The Office, I think, yeah. In the UK, people are cringing. But also there's these really lovely moments where everybody in the audience will be like, oh, yeah. You know, it's sort of the stakes are there in that you could be watching two people fall in love. That could happen.
Why did you want to make a show about dating?
I think, yeah, because like, do you have First Dates here, that TV show where people go on first dates?
Alice says yes.
Yeah. I can confirm we do, and it's a very compelling watch.
Yeah, and I think that premise is so simple because of, like I said, like the stakes are there. You are watching sort of a basic human interaction, and I think theatre and performance for me is about an attempt at communication and attempt at intimacy with the audience. And so this is just a way to explore that idea of what kind of intimacy or connection can you create within a show, within a performance, and how real that is, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited to actually go and see it tonight and see whether I sit at the edge of my seat or I'm like really... I feel like I'll probably get very involved.
Yeah, well, the audience tends to. There's a lot of sort of cheering and interaction. Well, you know, hopefully people will cheer.
So I read that with your research you wanted to find what was at the heart of the internet.
Yes.
Did you find what was at the heart of the internet? What did you find?
More like the rancid bowels of the internet, I think. You know, that the internet is a wonderful place. I love the internet, do not get me wrong. But I think, like I was saying before with the whole Tinder thing, it is alarming about how people become two-dimensional in that form, and that the show is sort of, yeah, pointing that out and going, what if you swiped, I never know which way, left? Is that no?
Left is no, I think.
Left
right
is no.
Is
okay,
yes.
So what if you swiped right on this person that you swiped left on? Like, it's just a really interesting, like, what if, like, sliding doors, you know? But I think, yeah, that going, we are people behind those sort of profiles and infinitely more complex and
it's pretty ruthless, the whole left right.
Yeah, it's sort of a Roman Colosseum way of doing it and sort of going, this is where we're at as humans. What does that mean for us?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really intense, I find it.
But then it is also amazing how people do find some incredible relationships.
Yeah,
through and these mediums.
Definitely. Yeah. And that any kind of attempt at that connection is an incredibly vulnerable and risky thing to do in terms of the sort of personally putting yourself out there is an incredible leap. And so that, yeah, that's where the sort of drama comes from, I think.
And have you learnt or gained anything from doing on stage dating?
I think, yes, I think one of my participants said in Perth that I was really easy to talk to, which was really nice. And I think that no matter how awkward the onstage dates are, excuse me, they're still not as awkward as some of the real life dates that I went on.
Yeah.
Because at least on stage you have the audience there as a kind of witness. So if somebody does or says something weird, you can kind of look to them and go, what's going on? But in a bar there's no one to kind of look at going, what is happening? Who is this person? So I think, yeah, that to be more patient and to be more open and trying to put people at ease, I think, is a nice side product.
And how long are you going to be doing the show for? Are you touring some more?
Yeah, I'm here in Auckland for 5 nights and then I go to Wellington,
cool.
Which I'm looking forward to. I was there last year for Fringe, so I'm back again this year. And then I go to Adelaide.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And then that's the end of the run?
There's some national touring in Australia later on in the year.
Cool.
As well.
Well, thank you so much, Bron Batten, for joining us this morning. If people want to go and see On Stage Dating, which I highly recommend you do, go give it a watch, sit on the edge of your seat or become highly involved in some of the dating that you'll be conducting. You can, it's the show premieres tonight.
Tonight at the Basement.
So tonight until the 11th of February, as she said, The Basement, and tickets are $24 for adults, $20 concession, or $17 cheap Wednesday. And you can get tickets at basementtheatre.co.nz. And thank you, Bron, for joining
Thanks
us
for
this morning.
Me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.